This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
We have another media stalwart in the studio.
We do.
We have Bill Calder. Bill Calder has been on our show once before and, in fact, has been quite well known to many people for the work that he's done in the media. But he's actually got a very new venture about to begin. Commencing this Friday night, there is a new beast that emerges on community television called...
Channel 31, 9:30pm, 13 weeks it's going to run.
And it's called QTV.
QTV.
Bill, good morning to you.
Hello.
Tell us all about QTV. What is it?
Yes, well, QTV is a very exciting project. It's exciting for me personally because I'm not used to filming things. I'm used to doing newspaper work. But QTV is a news and current affairs program, and it draws on a number of people who produce different segments for it, including SatMag team here, have very kindly let us into their studio.
Could be dangerous. Some of those outtakes could be very, very challenging.
Well, I am keeping them up my sleeve for when I need them. But look, it's great. Sat Magazine is right on the cutting edge of what are the issues in our community, and you bring in a wonderful array of guests, and to so generously let QTV come into your studio and pick one each week that we'd like to put on our television program is tremendous. So that's a really important segment. We also have a segment which is looking at somebody who is a newsbreaker, a profile piece, and we actually want to get behind what it is they do, even though that's important, and get to know who those people are. So that's a really lovely series we've got, looking at some of the movers and shakers in our community. Another segment that we have each week is...
Well, before you move on to that, like who are you going to bring on?
Well, we've got in our opening one this Friday, we've got Alison Thorne. Now that surname hopefully rings some bells, the Thorne Harbour Health. Her name and recognition of her in that name is there. So please do tune in and find out one of the people who is there behind the name, the new name of Thorne Harbour Health. So we get to know a little bit about Alison there. Coming up, we've got we haven't got the full 13 yet, but
so you're a work in progress.
We're a work
then, Bill.
In progress. So we are a couple of issues in the can, fortunately, but we do look at Manny De Sax in our second second episode. He's he was born in South Africa. He's a 92-year-old activist
who
started his work in South Africa, moved to Sydney, and now lives in Melbourne.
Paul's berating me because he thinks that I should know who that was, but I did know who that was, yeah.
Manny's fabulous, and Manny will still be there holding a placard whenever there's any opportunity.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, he's terrific. We've also got an interview with Jude Munro, who's a bit of a regular here, I think, on the Pride Centre, but we don't let her talk about the Pride Centre. We talk about Jude. And
how'd you do that?
Well, yeah, a lot of cutting.
Cutting of was.
Well, she did like to steer it back to the Pride Centre, this is true, but no, we've got lots of...
Well, it's a culmination of her work in some respects, isn't it?
It is.
It brings together all her skills in leadership and administration and management to really result in, the building of this amazing facility.
Well, but she goes right back to 1971 when she gestetted off a little brochure to hand out about why are 50 people years picking ago, on gay men.
Yes. That's nearly 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Jude's not that old.
Well, she was very young when she did that.
She five or something.
Well, she was, her parents were Salvation Army people, and she crept into the Salvation Army office and
a tambourine shaker.
She was.
Yeah. I had no idea.
And indeed.
I used to love it when the Salvos had come into the pub on a Friday night.
With the war cry.
Yeah, with the war cry.
Well, tambourine Jude shaker. Was probably there one time.
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway, she's made good use of the Salvation Army facilities that launched her career as a Q...
Another sort of shaker.
Q-plus activist. Yeah.
Well, that would be a really interesting story in itself, wouldn't it?
Well, that's fabulous.
That's why it's
there. So watch that Fridays at 9:30 p.m. That's March 15, that episode. But hopefully
I will be back in Melbourne then, so we'll watch it.
Yeah, hopefully you'll remind people each week what's coming up, particularly the SatMag segments. But, yeah, we've got other profiles coming up. Peter Tatchell, who
is an Aussie
that went off to London and started Gay News. So it's a wonderful story of his life. We've got a profile of a couple of the sister girls from the Tiwi Islands.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
Came down in all their finery and marched in Mardi Gras last year. And then we've got a beautiful little profile of Grace and JC. They'll break many hearts. Two young queer musicians, and they're delightful. So stay tuned for that one
coming frowning.
Up.
Who are they?
Yeah, well, who are they?
Oh, they're queer.
They're up-and-coming stars of our community.
Emerging.
Mm.
I love an emerging musician.
That's right, nothing like an emerge. So I have to ask, which SatMag segments, because you've been filming a lot, I'm interested as to which ones you've deemed acceptable for a broader audience.
Yes. Well, the first one this
and
Friday.
It better be my better side too.
No, you're actually on camera, so it's not possible.
Yeah, well, we did a bit of cropping and editing. We did our best.
Added
a bit of hair too.
Yeah, no view from the side of the schnoz.
No, it's a shocker, isn't it? I know.
But this Friday coming, we've got Michael Whelan from Sexually Adventurous Men Project.
Oh, that was a great interview. Yeah, he was great.
Great.
Yeah.
And other upcoming ones will be Sharon Hollis from the United Church about their decision to marry us.
Yes. Or to allow us to continue to marry.
Well,
in their church.
Yes.
Yeah, their decision. Yep, sorry. Go on.
Stephen McNally, we've got him talking about the pill testing
from
controversy.
From the Pennington Institute. Excellent.
Nicole Carms from Monash XYX Lab will be talking about the plotting gender experience in public.
That's right,
that was a good interview, yes.
And Anthony Venn Brown,
former
Pentecostal preacher, he'll be talking about aversion therapy.
Yep.
Yes.
We have cut out his opening moment of where the chair slipped from under him. But we've kept all the best bits.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, did he?
We weren't on there at that point, though. So nobody would know about it.
No, but we were.
True.
Somebody went.
But we do have it for the bloopers if ever we get to that episode.
I reckon the bloopers, but you see, you have to. Tass, the SatMag team, you know, Tass, myself, Paul, and Fiona, we need to. We need to see these bloopers because there'll be some actionable stuff in there. Where Tass has said appalling things about people.
I think that's called projection, Macca. I think you were talking about yourself.
Nothing wrong with a bit of projection. So, yeah, we're going to have to, you know.
Yes. Well, we'll negotiate that at some point.
We'll negotiate. Oh, God. I think it's a great initiative because... Yes, we podcast, we broadcast.
Well, it's recording and documenting our history, you know, what we're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it gives gives people another opportunity, you know, but to see it in a visual sense as well, which is really important. And Channel 31, and I have a new television, Bill, and I've moved, and I've got NBN, everyone.
And is it good?
No Bloody Network is now a network that works.
Oh, that's
can you believe
good.
That?
Wow.
So I can actually get... I watch Channel 31.
Good, good.
So well, I've diarised it. It'll be, you know, my phone will bing next Friday night at 9:20.
Good.
Bill, two questions before we wrap up. You're obviously funding this yourself. This is a voluntary thing.
It's a voluntary thing. Yep.
Excellent.
We need an advertiser, and I'm still trying, Bill. I'm still trying to extort some money from someone, or to put a little bit of money into it. I'm still on it.
Excellent. Good on you, Macca. You work at that.
The thing more than money that we need is the structure of the program is segments.
Yes. So we
want independent filmmakers to come forward and take over segments so that we can hopefully make this a permanent thing rather than just a one.
Well, that's a call then. You're actually yes, asking for people to contact you if they're interested.
People who have cameras want to make material that fits the program. That's who we want to get involved.
Excellent.
And they can email me if they're interested on billcalder@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. And just my final question to you, Bill. If for some reason any of our listeners can't listen or can't watch on the 1st of March...
Can they catch it up?
Yes, it's live streamed through Channel 31, but on the days following the screening, it'll be on YouTube. So,
fantastic.
Google search on YouTube QTV Bill Calder, and they'll all bob up for you to watch as of the day after.
What an excellent initiative. Thank you very much for coming into the studio to talk about it, Bill. I'm looking very forward to seeing myself with hair and the best side of my schnoz. You can watch QTV on Channel 31 commencing on the 1st of March at 9:30 p.m. for 13 episodes.
We're going to get you a GIMP mask, Tess.
A GIMP mask.
Yeah, I reckon you could do the show in a GIMP mask.
A GIMP mask.
GIMP.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.